K4YHB, please go ahead, over. We actually are not using robotics that is all that sophisticated. On board the ISS, we have remote manipulator system, or SSRMS. It's a 7-joint, 58-foot, essentially remotely operated crane. Well, in actuality, we use the robotic arm only occasionally on board the ISS. It's used to either relocate people or equipment on the outside, which happens only occasionally. Also, we will sometimes use the cameras installed on the robotic arm to do video surveys of the exterior of the station. Over. We always try to prepare the equipment that we have here due to the cost and the planning required to send replacement items up. As a matter of fact, we currently have a malfunction with the robotic arm. One of the cables that goes to the mobile transport system or rail car that the arm can ride on was severed by a malfunction in the system. So our immediate response has been, well, not so immediately, on our spacewalk last week, we went and saved the redundant cable to ensure it could not be severed, and the next shuttle mission will bring up a replacement cable over. The largest robot is the SSRMS. It's built by in Canada for the Canadian Space Agency. Therefore, it's called Canadarm, CANADARME-2. It's approximately 58 feet long. And it is used to either move equipment or, let's say, installing new components on the space station. It can also be used to position astronauts on the tip of the arm at their work site. Over. I would say throw your nervousness aside. It's a bit of a long shot. There just aren't many astronauts, and I think there are a lot of people who would like to fly in space. The good news is the things that you would need to do to become qualified, the education that you need, all of those things are interesting and just a darn lot of fun. So, heck, follow your dreams. If you don't even try, then all you've done is guaranteed your failure. Over. Jordan, it can extend from its base, as I said, about 58 feet. Ultimately, though, it also, though, can ride on this rail car, the mobile transporter, which allows it to go nearly